This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. If you've ever toyed with the idea that maybe someday you'll want to write a book, perhaps this downtime during the pandemic has led you to find some inspiration. So what should you do when you're finally ready to publish? This weekend, the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County presents the online event, Virtual Roundtable. There's more than one way to publish a book. Joining us now to talk about it are the library's writer-in-residence and author, Danny McLean. Danny, welcome back to our show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me back.
A pleasure to have you. And we also have the first writer-in-residence at the library, who is also the longtime writer of the column, Your Negro Tour Guide, Kathy Y. Wilson. Kathy, welcome back to our show.
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening indeed. Danny, let's start with you. As a writer, what has this pandemic done to creativity? I know that's not necessarily the purpose of the upcoming event on Saturday, but have you as a writer found inspiration to write, or has it been more difficult during this period?
That's such an important question. I think people are experiencing it in different ways. I have the opportunity to host office hours, as the writer in residence, and I'll have people who come and want to talk about projects that they're working on. And some people say, I have time on my hands. I'm really inspired. I'm being very productive. And others say, I'm so worn out by, you know, having my child home with me all the time, working out how to, you know, support them in school and just the stress of this pandemic, and you know that I'm not really producing anything at all. And I think those, any response you have to these kind of unprecedented times is valid. Personally, I'm working quite a bit. I think because of this summer's, the uprisings and protests and just the issues that I cover, it's a really hot time for the types of stories that I write.
Kathy, you're on the panel on Saturday's program, Virtual Roundtable. There's more than one way to publish a book. What are you finding within yourself as it relates to productivity when it comes to writing during the age of the coronavirus?
That is a really good question. And I think, all the creatives that I know are dealing with this on multiple levels, kind of like Danny said. I know some folks who have children, some who are single, some people who are just kind of like depressed right now. Personally, I have kind of a weird situation. I got a kidney in July. So I am, five or so months into recuperation. And so the pandemic is extra nerve-wracking for me because I'm taking suppressant pills that lower my immunity. So anytime I go out, I'm literally fearing for my life. But I've always been creative, like doing something with my time, whether it's like rearranging furniture in a room or moving art around or coloring. I love to color, coloring, or, you know, trying to sketch, or just writing in the middle of the night, which I find I'm doing a lot, just sitting bedside with the lamp on, just writing furiously. So what I'm trying to do now is get centered in my living space, in a space where I can hunker down and write this book about my journey through kidney failure, and it's called The Dialysis Diaries. So that's my battle. And every day I'm not writing a sentence toward that book. Like all good writers, I'm racked with guilt.
And I'm glad you referenced that. And first, we're so glad that your kidney transplant came through, and it sounds like you're doing well, although it does put you in that immunocompromised population, I suppose, which is an area of concern for all of us right now during this pandemic. But we know you're strong and you'll recover. But it sounds like this has not only given you the opportunity to be home to work, it's given you a subject matter to write about. But that guilt, I had heard early on in this pandemic on one of the NPR programs about, I don't know, from an expert who said, don't rack yourself with guilt.
Right.
You know, you've got all this time. Maybe you want to write a screenplay. Maybe you want to write a novel or a play or something. Don't worry about it. If you don't put that added pressure on yourself. So we'll start with Kathy on that. I mean, how do you deal with any anxiety associated with not being productive?
Well, I don't really let myself get anxious. And people who say, you know, don't do that to yourself, that's easier said than done. Most writers are wired to be writers, because it's like hip hop. It's a lifestyle. Writing is a lifestyle. And so when you're doing it, you're miserable. When you're not doing it, you're miserable.
So you have to find your balance and your happy medium. So I just make sure I write something every day, which is what I used to tell my students. If you're not, if you're not writing toward an end goal, like a project or a class assignment or something, write something. You know, write a sentence, write a paragraph, write a poem, write a haiku, write a grocery list, write down a word, look up words and write down the definition. Do something. Move your hand across the page every day. So that's kind of how I deal with it. I add a sentence to the world every day, if nothing else. But more often than not, I'm writing like pages and pages and pages because I'm in that mind space right now.
Danny, what's your advice to people who might feel a little bit guilty when they've had a goal and then they find themselves with more time than they're used to having, but perhaps they're not productive during it in the way they want to be?
I mean, I think, we have to remember that if we're just surviving this, that's success. Mm-hmm. You know, people are dying. People are in their homes sick as dogs right now. People are out of work and have been for months without appropriate checks coming in.
That's right.
The government has, for the most part, abdicated at the federal level to present a coherent message. So there's a lot of stress about what we're actually supposed to be doing. There's a lot of confusion. So this is a rough time. And I think the idea that we're all like on some writing retreat in our homes is just misguided. but I think what's exciting is that there are people who are like, hey, tell me about how you published a book. And I can share with them my process of having an agent and having my agent shop my book proposal around, and finding a home for it with a publishing company and working with an editor. And then there are people that say, that's not really my path, but I'm thinking about self-publishing. Can you support me with that? And there are people, that's why we're having this panel this weekend, because there are people who have done amazing things with self-publishing or working with local or regional publishers. And there are folks who have had real creative spurts in recent months who need to be plugged in and know about these resources so that they can get their creative projects off the ground.
And those are the resources that are going to be discussed at Virtual Roundtable. There's more than one way to publish a book. It is Saturday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And this is hosted by the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. Danny, you are hosting the event as the writer in residence at the library. Kathy, who also joins us on the phone, a well-known local columnist and writer who is participating on the panel and was also the first writer in residence at the library. Danny, what can people expect when they attend this? I know you've got some publishers in addition to Kathy participating in this.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So Kathy will be on the panel. She's written Your Negro Tour Guide, has another book in progress. Her publisher for her first book, Richard Hunt, who now is the president and publisher of an independent travel and nature publisher, he will be on there on the panel as well. And I'm so excited to kind of get them in conversation about what a writer does, what a publisher does to bring a book to market. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Sadara Burson. She's a psychotherapist who's based in Atlanta. She's a Cincinnati native. She self-published two children's books that are about basically child development. And she will be talking about her process. And then we'll have Amy Dean, who works with Blue Manatee Press. She's the editorial and marketing director. And she'll talk about what it's like working with an independent children's book publisher. And so we can, we'll be talking about marketing and publicity, what it's like to work with an editor. I'm happy to answer any questions about like working with a more kind of traditional New York-based publisher. I really hope that folks who participate bring their questions, because it'll be an opportunity to hear from folks who work in this world every day.
And Kathy, let me turn it back over to you, because you just referenced you are working on your next book, which you referred to as Dialysis Diaries. I see there's sort of a subtitle in the press materials we received, Dialysis Diaries, How Hattie McDaniel Taught Me to Pee Again. is that still the accurate title?
That is the accurate title. And that's the first time I've ever heard it come out of somebody else's face. And it is hilarious. It's hilarious. So, yeah, it's funny. It's a very funny book. I mean, I think I'm kind of known for being irreverent.
Sure.
But it's, it's serious subject matter. But it's also going to be about the American medical complex industry. And racism in medicine, and sexism, and ageism I've encountered. I'm 55 now with a head full of gray hair. So And just, you know, self-advocacy and the teamwork it takes and the love it takes to recuperate from such a serious surgery like this.
Well, I hope
that was your question.
I just wanted you to talk, and that was perfect. So I hope when the book comes out, Kathy, you'll send it over to us, and we'll have you back on to talk about
it. Are you kidding? Yeah, I'll send you a crate.
Oh, that'd be great. We'd love that. Thank you, Kathy Wilson, Danny McLean are part of Virtual Roundtable. There's more than one way to publish a book. We've got a link to more details at wvxu.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. I enjoy talking to both of you so much. I hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.